We're with Teresa Will, who's the City County Health District Administrator. Teresa, I understand your free COVID testing event was very well attended. You had to turn some people back on Wednesday. Tell us about it.
Yes, we sure did. We are limited on the number of tests that we can do each time we do a testing event. The Department of Health, because the lab capacity is only so much, will only allow us a certain number of tests, and we have to request those tests almost 2 weeks ahead. So we were limited to 200 tests yesterday and did those 200 tests. Oh, I would say we were done by 4:30 yesterday afternoon. We probably turned away somewhere around 30 vehicles that were waiting to get tested, and I feel bad about that. So I'm hoping that we can help meet some of that need by setting up an additional smaller testing event here at the health department on Friday.
And what time on Friday, that event?
Well, we're going to do 11 to 12, and we'll extend beyond that if needed. We can only do up to 50 tests. So if you are a close contact of someone who has been determined to be positive for COVID, you can call City County Health, 845-8518, and register. When we do the tests through the office, we have to use paper. We can't use the electronic system that we use when we do the large events, like at a drive-through. So the receptionist will ask a few questions, fill out a lab form, and then everything is ready when they come for the testing event on Friday. 11 to 12 is what we're planning.
And then do you plan to have another large testing event to be announced in the future?
Yes, we will be doing another event next Wednesday. We'll have to look at the time. I think I've requested additional tests. So if we get additional tests, we'll start earlier, but it will be Wednesday afternoon. So stay tuned for the time details.
Thanks, Teresa.